everybody. Thank you for tuning in to episode 43 of the Xbox 360 Solo Cast, the first of the year. I am your host, Smitty Smit, and joining me as always now, it's like as always now, guys, is Pantless Steve.
No achievements is whack.
No achievements.
It added achievements. Only the first one did. Nightmare in North Point.
Did it?
Five achievements, 125 points.
Yeah, that's not whack at all.
Sultry sounds piping through your ear holes. Our rare Bishop. Say what's up, Bish.
Yo.
Yo. This goes out to the ladies out there. I'm a teabag, yo ass.
No, that's Steve, teabags.
That's true. That's true. So I think I want to become an expert in zombies. Like, legit. I want to go back and I want to.
Yeah, I don't know where this is leading, but I am in.
Talking about actual zombies?
Can you be an expert? Is that a title?
Yeah.
I wanna like go back and watch like all zombie movies, play all the games, and become like, you know, read the books, become like the go-to guy for zombies, just because I love zombies. So I think that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna become, you know, the when you think zombies, you also think Smitty Smith. So
I think zombies suck.
Well, I assure you
they are overused.
So what you're saying is you think Smitty Smith sucks.
That was implied, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's redundant to say that. We established that back when you guys first started recording with me. So, well, what have you guys been playing? Anything with zombies?
Video games. No. Huh? No zombies.
No zombies, huh?
No.
Sadly, no.
What about, okay, Bishop, because...
Actually, no, that's a lie, I have been. Okay, go.
All right, you play with zombies, Steve.
I went back and I started playing Resident Evil 6 again. That's a long game. So I'm kind of chopping away like a mission a day.
Because you play through it. Play as like 10 different people.
Yeah. And then there, each campaign is probably 8 to 10 hours. Like, there's some meat to that game, so...
Isn't it all shitty?
Is it spoiled meat or is it cooked meat?
Well, it's. I played through the Leon and I really enjoyed that. And now I'm in the Chris one, and that one's kind of meh. I haven't had any zombies. That's like Resident Evil 5 style freaks with shit growing out of their shoulders and stuff, which is not as exciting. But the Leon one was like full of zombies, and I thought that one was awesome. So we'll see. There's still two more campaigns after this one. So
that's not all you've been playing.
That is not. I've been playing a shit ton of Black Ops.
Yes. Oh, you had a killer game the other day. Nothing like Bishop has.
Of course not. No.
But so what was that all about? That was domination. You had like 193 kills.
Yeah. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Made your announcement just absolute shit. Now
it's that game is one of those games where the more you play and the more you figure out what your play style is going to be and what works for you, the more confident and the better your games get. We've said it all along. That game is a learning curve, and
I want to hop back.
You have to be willing to learn.
Just get frustrated and walk away.
Well, I've been playing a bunch of stuff too, but I want to.
Hop... You always go back.
Well, Bishop, you don't have anything to do.
Yeah, but that's
what I do.
I work. I write. I've got two kids. I've got a wife.
Well, I have all that. I do all that with the kids and the wife.
Well, I mean, if you're looking, I know a guy.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, and he masturbates incessantly instead of those things. So,
no, okay, that's fair. That's fair. That's a fair trade off, I guess. But no, I want to hop back in. I'm sure they've released little patches, updates here and there. So I want to hop in and just play with you guys, just to get back in and play. And I know I'm going to be fucking awful. I've prepared myself for it. I have a third of a bottle of scotch that's waiting out in the kitchen. And it's,
what rank are you? Because it's all about your perks in this game, and you can become a little bit more defensible, if you will.
There are only two perks that I need to win every game. I can guarantee it. Pantless Steve and Rare Bishop.
That's not true.
Batman and Robin.
That's right. That's right. So those are my perks. So also sleight of hand. Oh wait, that's not even a perk
that's
anymore.
An attachment.
See? God damn it!
You only get sleight of hand every other reload.
Damn it!
No, that's not true. It's every reload.
I don't even know.
They just he keeps
reload or just infinite bullets, right?
What?
I don't know. I was fucking shut up and stop judging me. What else have you played?
Sleeping Dogs. So we're talking about going back to old games. Man, that game is good.
It's great.
I almost pulled it for $25.
Why did you not buy it for $25?
Because you fucking convinced me to buy Darkness 2.
You bought it for $10.
Yeah. That's $10 that's coming out of my kid's mouth, man. My son couldn't eat for a week because I bought Darkness 2. I hope you're happy.
Why are you feeding your kid money?
It's not money. It's ramen. For $10, you can get 46 cases of ramen.
That's true. It's true. Touché.
So that's it? Just Sleeping Dogs and Black Ops and Resident Evil?
Hold on. I'm looking at my pile. I did play the rally portion of Forza Horizon.
Okay.
I really enjoyed. I kind of liked the asynchronous part of it, where it's just kind of you out there racing for times, and you know, there's checkpoints along the way to kind of let you know where you're at and how far behind you are, and kind of creates that stressfulness if you're behind, that you got to really kind of kick it into gear in the next to make up your couple of seconds you're behind. So
everybody loves Forza Horizon.
That's because everybody's smart.
Yep. Yeah, I haven't played it, so I guess I'm done.
Of course. Why? Of course. You don't have to say that anymore, Smitty.
I don't.
Half the games we play.
This isn't even a gaming podcast. This is just
apparently not.
I hop on and bitch about Call of Duty, even though I don't play it anymore.
He's playing Far Cry.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I haven't picked up Far Cry in forever, since I beat it and did my review.
Good.
I love that game. You shut your mouth. But what about you, Bishop? What are you playing?
I played two games that were on my biggest regret list, which is SSX and Syndicate, and I take back them being on my list because I don't like them.
Oh, really?
Syndicate, to me, the gameplay, I don't like the way the shooting feels, and the what they do with the colors and the aesthetics, I think, ruins the gameplay.
Oh, really? I thought that was pretty unique. Now, did you play any online multiplayer with Syndicate?
No, I've only played the first, I think, 5 or 6 chapters.
So yeah, I think you're just ahead of me. I didn't even finish it myself, but we got to hop online and play some multiplayer. I think you'll like that a little bit better.
Yeah, I played the co-op in the Xbox Live demo before it came out, and I enjoyed that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even with just two guys going in there and doing this, dude, that is difficult. And usually it's 4. So we'll give that a go, and I'll ride your coattails to victory. So
that game's not really about the shooting, though. I mean, it is, but it's not.
Oh, well, it's a shooter.
Yeah,
first-person shooter.
It's really about like the hacking and how quickly you can reload your hack and continue to just hack stuff.
I look at that as more of a gameplay choice rather than that's what the game's about, you know? Because if the game's just about that, then I can see why Bishop doesn't like it. There's more to it. So it's an element
The shooting's not great, but I think it's serviceable if you combine that with, you know, the hacking and the abilities and making dudes kill each other and that type of stuff. So,
All right. And you said you played SSX. You don't like it, huh?
I don't know. I haven't really played a ton of it. I only played about an hour, but it doesn't feel like the old SSX that I grew up with.
Oh no, definitely not. I mean, it's more streamlined, almost realistic.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Totally realistic.
It's not
as
arcade.
Do that tomorrow. Jump off a mountain. It's
Forza Horizon, as to what Forza 4 is for realism. You know what I mean? It's a little bit more arcadey than real life, but it's still got that SSX flavor. I know what you mean, Bishop. I'm just trying to draw an analogy.
No, okay.
Do you not like any of it? Or because I thought that the trick parts of that game were a ton of fun, but then when they made me do races,
I don't. Yeah, that's the trick.
Dreaded the
races. The races are terrible.
Yeah,
and I used it for the tricks. I use the face buttons. I don't use the right stick.
Right, I do too. That's
because the right stick. This is not skate. I'm not using the right stick to do tricks.
I don't like doing that anyway. I mean, even with like Fight Night, when they tried making me use the right stick.
So.
Yeah. Well, ugh.
They don't want you
it's
to
fine.
Have
fun. It's fine in Skate and Fight Night. I just don't like it here because you're moving so fast, you don't have time to do all that on the right stick.
Well, in Skate and Fight Night, I'm moving fast too.
You're
I
not
guess
moving
I'm
that
just
fast.
Better. I'm better than you are at games.
Yeah, well. No, that's not true.
Prove it. 1v1 me.
All right, shit, snipers only.
Yeah.
All right.
Only quickscope only.
Oh, you're toast. Anyway, so is that it? Is just
no,
I
played Solitaire and Minesweeper on Windows 8, and that's Solitaire and Minesweeper.
On the actual OS or on a
yeah
tablet
on the
or
OS.
Phone?
No, really? I played it on my laptop.
Yeah,
great.
All right. Got all the achievements.
Jesus Christ! I've been playing Minesweeper for like since PAX East last year when we went out to dinner.
I remember that.
I still don't have the achievements.
You're too dumb to play Minesweeper.
I am. I don't get it.
I don't get Minesweeper either. I'll be in
it's probably my class setup.
Hit the bombs. If there's a two, that means the bomb is two spaces near that.
Know
number.
How to play the fucking game.
Apparently not.
I 1v1 me. shit.
And I played Wordament because it's on iOS.
Yeah,
and
that's a decent game.
iOS achievements for your Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Inception. I like that trend.
Inception.
So I was sent a Windows 8 phone from HTC to review, and they attached it to a cell phone account.
Yeah, they all do that.
Right, right. And but I also attached my Xbox account to it, you know, to test everything. And I'm like, I want to pick up this game and try it out, see how it works on this mobile device. And they're like, we're going to build this to the phone. And I'm like, all right, cool. And then it sticks to my profile. And I have another Windows 8 phone here that I have personally. So I'm like, all right, so every Windows 8 phone I buy and bill to the phone account attaches to my other Windows phone. So I got like 40 games this weekend. It was great. So I'm kidding. I got like I got a few. No, I didn't buy anything more than like $2. So.
I knew you were lying because they don't have 40 good games worth playing.
I didn't say good games.
He didn't say they were good. He just said they had games. Yeah.
They don't have 40 games worth playing.
I picked up Carcassonne, fucking Final Fantasy, Angry Birds. You can see them on my Xbox profile because I hit 100,000 gamer score on New Year's Eve.
Whoop-de-fucking-do.
Hey, you knock it off.
Been
you
there, done that.
Like barely made it too, didn't you?
Yeah.
What's that?
Fucking you were like hours to spare, weren't you?
Yeah, I was like...
lollygagging.
Yeah.
I don't fuck around, man.
You almost did.
No, I scheduled it perfectly that way.
Yeah, you scheduled it, in quotations. So you scheduled it.
I picked up my Xbox like 6 years ago. I said, you know what? 2012, New Year's Eve, that's my day.
Nice. Right.
Yep.
It's good planning.
Hey, I know how to play video games. If you want sometime, Bishop, I can show you.
Bring it on, man.
Wouldn't be one.
Wouldn't be one, me. In video games. is that it?
Oh, for me, yeah, that's all I've played.
That's it. All right. Well,
on 360, anyway.
Well, first off, I sent a tweet out to you guys asking which game I should pick up, Madden 13 or NCAA. And Steve, you said Madden.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop said NCAA.
Yep.
And I own all the NCAAs back to like 09. I said, fuck it, I'm going to pick up Madden. I shouldn't have picked up Madden.
I tried to warn you. You just got to listen to me.
I know. I got to. So I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm going to play the game. It's football. It's just something about engine.
I love the
that engine is terrible for the first year. They got to improve on it.
My dude gets spit on and falls down. My lead blockers run into the fucking back of other linemen. It's awful.
Well, you're playing as the Patriots, so let's be honest about it.
Well, I'm also playing so that all my sliders are 100 and all the CPU sliders are 0.
Then you have no excuse.
Huh? I still win 140 to nothing, but it's just not every play's a touchdown, and that's not acceptable. God. Hey, that's how I play football. If I want a challenge, I go online. So,
and then, then when you start winning, they'll quit because Madden players are the worst.
But you get a win for that. So
I hop on. If the dude's first play of the game is a Hail Mary, I don't care if intercepted or not, done. Because that tells me exactly what type of player I'm playing against. So,
an asshole.
So I played some Madden 13. I mean, it's not all bad from what I've seen, but eh.
The menus are terrible. The UI, I mean, just that game's terrible.
I'm not. That's not even that bad. That's the evolution of the franchise. It's that engine. It's
a poor evolution of that franchise.
This year's college football game is just the same last year's college football game.
I disagree.
The one before.
I disagree. I disagree.
Also, college football is fucking boring.
College football is the best. You suck it.
I'm not a college football fan. I mean, I'll watch games that are on. And the reason I like NCAA is because I prefer the system of creating a player and then bringing him up 4 years and sending him off on his way. You know, and in Madden, you don't have that. You have franchise, you know?
They have
superstar
mode. You can play, yeah.
Yeah, create a player, sure. But, I mean, I want a finite endpoint. You know, you have 4 years to do this. Go. So, and then I'm off to create a new player, you know? So, I also I went back and played some Skyrim. I've been getting back into that.
Wake me up when this is over.
Same here.
I think RPGs, nerds, downloaded some.
You're the one playing it.
DLC, and I'm enjoying that. Also picked up Wheel of Fortune. You know, my part.
That's true. I do have Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy now.
Wheel of Fortune is fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Yes.
It's nothing wrong with it at all.
I can't find it.
Wheel of Fortune game.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. I wish
find a copy.
Really?
Go to three different GameStops. They all sold out, but they have copies of Jeopardy.
They're everywhere up here, and they're like $20 on sale every week.
I know they're on sale. That's what I'm trying to find.
I got it on Amazon. I can shoot you a link so that I get some commission if you buy it, too. So, and then I started playing some Hitman Absolution. I'm like 5 or 6 levels in, and I'm kind of torn on that game. I understand what Hitman is, that it's this kind of stealth, you know, you're a fucking hitman. You know, you wear disguises and things like that, and they added the element of what I don't know what it's called in this, but it's detective vision from Batman. But I want my games, my espionage games like this, to have a little bit more action. This is a game that it's basically a puzzle game. You have to figure out what pattern people are going in and just do something to counter that pattern. It's beautifully done, controls very well, but that's it. I mean,
I think you're right at the same point where I got in that game, and I was just like, ugh.
Well, there's a mission where you go in into the market, and you have to assassinate this Japanese dude, okay? And they tell you all these different things. You know, he's got a car that he really likes over here, and he eats soup at 1:30.
Yeah.
Over here. So I snuck in. I walked over to the car. I dispatched the guard near it. Okay. Walked up, did something else, came back down, and the dude was there. So I fucking choked him out. The mission took 3.5 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I didn't even mean to finish the mission. It was just finished, done. And off I went to the next one. And I'm like, okay, if that's what this game is going to entail with limited action, I don't know if I'm going to like it. And that's essentially what it's been. Because I think the biggest issue is the score system that they put in. You kill a dude, oh, -400 points. And mm-hmm. I see that, like, oh, fuck, restart, load last checkpoint. I don't want -400 points. I want to do this the right way. And the right way is to do it without being seen, slowly, methodically, and that's not how I want to play. So I think for my espionage game, Splinter Cell, the new Splinter Cell that's coming out is going to just kick this one right in the ass. But for Hitman fans, it's Hitman.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, I think it's a perfectly fine game, but it's just it's not what I want at all. So
I don't think you can compare Splinter Cell with Hitman. Splinter Cell is more action-based now than stealth.
Yes, and that's what I want. I want to be able to stealth in halfway through the mission, and then when it all goes to shit, it's expected. And they're like, all right, it's gone to shit, and they'll blow everybody up. Whereas Hitman, it's like, oh, it's gone to shit. Oh, you killed this guy. You killed this guy. Now you're at the bottom of a leaderboard because you're not supposed to kill anybody. I want to kill everybody.
And the new Splinter Cell just looks like Assassin's Creed with Sam Fisher.
I know. It looks awesome.
It looks terrible. Assassin's Creed's terrible.
Yeah, whatever. But anyway, so that's all I've been playing. Like I said, I hit my 100,000 gamer score. Been playing the phone stuff, Angry Birds, Carcassonne, a game called Fling. Meh. Oh, my brother bought me Dark Souls. Did I tell you guys that?
Whoa, what was that noise?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
I think Bishop got a boner there for a second.
Well, Dark Souls, he didn't. That game is fucking brutal. I've been playing for an hour. I've died seven times. Seven times. And so,
seven.
Huh?
So you're looking forward to the sequel?
I'll play the sequel only because of the comment that the publisher made is that we're making it more accessible to mainstream gamers, which made all Dark Souls fans go, what the fuck? And everybody else was like, oh, okay, maybe I'll get it. So, but my brother bought it for me. I've been playing it. He's into these hardcore games like that. So yeah, I get a message from him every now and again that says, what the fuck? You can't beat that boss? It's so easy. Shut up, your girlfriend's bitch.
God.
Oh,
wow.
Brutal.
She listens.
New year. We're cleaning out our closets, huh?
Hey, we're Eminem in here.
Jeez.
Well, I don't have anything for releases, DLC, or demos. I don't think anything came out because it's the end of the year and everybody in the video games industry goes on vacation.
New DLC for Sleeping Dogs.
Yeah.
New car pack for Forza Horizon. For the Sleeping Dogs, it's just a bunch of fighting arenas in the style of a Chinese movie.
Is it free?
No.
Oh, see, that's a problem.
Buy the game and then complain about not having free stuff, all right?
Oh, yeah, I picked up Darkness 2 on your suggestion, and I haven't even touched it yet. So, does that have zombies in it?
No.
No.
Nah.
It's got the darkness.
I don't know what the darkness is.
You'll find out if you ever play it.
Maybe that's where they get the name. Did you ever think of that?
No.
So, well, you don't get it like I do. I'm into it.
Whatever.
So, Minecraft ended last year with 5 million sales. For Minecraft.
I bought one.
Steve?
Did I pay for that one? Yeah, I bought one.
Yeah. So
that was the one we got for when Best Buy broke their website. Yep, I bought one.
I bought one and I got a free one from Raptor.
Damn, dude. So yeah, I mean I put some time into it and then moved on because I had it on PC and after a week I was like, yeah, this is Minecraft. So, you know, good on them.
Making money.
Yeah. Did you guys see, I have this in news because there was actually a news article about it, but did you see the, in Black Ops 2, the cross-map Tomahawk RC car kill?
Yeah, that was, I saw it about a month and a half ago.
I have not.
It's what's the map with the crashed plane?
Turbine. It's not a plane, that is a windmill. It's a turbine, not a plane.
Oh, I thought it was a plane.
Yeah, I call it a plane still, who cares?
But dude throws a tomahawk. It looks like it's the second round of domination or something.
Yeah, he does it. Throws it at the A flag.
Throws it from C to A, and someone had just put out their RC car. The tomahawk hits the RC car and blows up three of the dude's teammates. It's just a fantastic shot. So,
I mean, there was crap like that in the first Black Ops. Just absolute garbage luck. Yeah. I mean, so...
That's how you know it's slow news time when that one-month-old video is now news.
Well, yeah, I'm... Microsoft had some cloud save issues for
That's why I don't use cloud saves.
I don't use them either, but
yeah, especially with that low limit, 500 megabytes.
Dude, 500 megabytes. I have more porn on my So, allegedly, my wife just walked by. Allegedly. But for everybody that they affected, they're giving out a free month of Xbox Live. I don't know how they're going to tell who was affected and who wasn't. I have it activated. So I'll give them a call.
They probably have a way of knowing when you access it.
Tell them they're wrong, and they'll give me a free month.
Yeah, good work. Good luck with that. Yeah,
well, my wife pays for the year anyway for the family plan because she loves me. So, Microsoft purchased this company, R2. Have you seen those guys?
R2-D2?
No, just R2. D2, I guess, is their sister company. But they hold all these patents to... basically stuff that they're going to be using for smart glass. And on top of that, the dude who created R2 he helped start up some streaming site for videos and things like that. So I don't know if they're purchasing the company for the smart glass stuff or if they're going to talk about streaming games because they were going after OnLive for a while. Now that OnLive's worth like $12 in food stamps. I'm surprised they haven't tried to pick them up.
Yeah, they could probably get them in THQ for nothing.
Right. A package deal. Look, we'll trade you a fucking copy of Halo 2 and a bottle of water. So that's it for news, guys. There's
what about that Walking Dead trailer that fooled everybody?
Oh yeah, you guys want to talk? Well, I mean it was gameplay from the end of the game, and then Activision said, "Oh, it's fake." And I mean, we're all pretty close with Dan, but to me, that reeked of them, you know, backpedaling and saying, "Jesus Christ, look at the outcry," because people were not impressed. People were just shitting on that game, and I mean, it didn't look the best. But you guys know video games; that's not a final draft.
No. Yeah, I was gonna say, that's when does that game alpha. Come out?
Sometime next year. They have not. Well, sometime also, this year, I guess. Now
that, and I'm gonna air quotes trailer. Like, there's, like, the music was all wrong to it, so it set off. It just didn't set a mood that game's trying to set. You didn't hear any sound or sound effects.
That's probably because they don't have any yet in the game.
And then, I mean, like, that game hasn't hit its final polish layer. So, yeah, I don't think that's that big of a deal.
You know, with eerie music, but it failed. And, I mean, again, it didn't look great. It didn't look awful. I mean, I saw some potential there.
Yeah, I don't think it looked like the worst game ever, but... You know, again, I'm a fan of the show, and I'm a fan of zombies, and I'm a fan of that type of take your shots of when you want to hit stuff and when you want to run and that type of thing. And,
why I think you're gonna like State of Decay.
Yeah, that game. That game when it comes out will be 100% different look and feel than what that trailer showed. So
it's better, and it's not equally as bad for other reasons. You know. I want it to be good, you know, but whatever.
I'm indifferent. I don't really care.
Well, I have a question for you guys. What are your gaming resolutions for the year?
Oh, geez.
I got one.
There's one more news. Did you see that BioShock Rapture collection thing?
They announced that a while back, didn't they?
Oh, I don't know. It just popped up all over the place today. What is it? It's 1 and 2 and DLC for $30?
Yes. Yep.
Do that.
More than $40 of add-on content for both games. Yeah, I got the press release at 8:02 a.m. this morning, and that's when people started scrambling to put it up on their site. I don't,
because there's no news to report. You got to report stuff.
It's the problem. I don't find this interesting news. When it comes, I'll say, "Hey guys, check this out." But this isn't something to get our followers all hyped up about. It's a game that was out years ago, you know.
So. It's still better than half the crap that came out last year.
Yeah, BioShock came out in like 06, didn't it?
It was 07, right?
A couple of weeks before I got married, actually, because I went out and bought it the day before I got married. So, you know, played some of that, said my vows, and played some more. So,
lucky wife.
Stop stalling. Bishop, you...
Go for it.
What?
Your gaming resolutions for 2013.
300,000 gamer score.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fucking hardcore, dude. That you know what? Screw it. That's my goal too. No, I have a gaming resolution, but it's not directly attributed to games. It's actually for the podcast. I want to make sure we put an episode out every week. That's my resolution. Steve?
Oh man, that's so. I don't know. Jeez. You know, I'd like to hit 200,000. I think that'd be fun. That's a heck of a ways off.
Resolution is something that you're going to strive to do.
But you know, I think mine is going to be to really kind of give games more of a chance and try and finish more stuff. Because I write stuff off really quickly because it doesn't hook me, and then I see everybody else get excited about it and. I want to be excited about stuff like Far Cry. Like, I want to like Far Cry, but it's just gameplay in that game is not good.
Finish?
Huh?
Did you finish it?
No.
Oh, you didn't? How far did you?
I just burned the weed field, and
I just that's exactly where I'm at. Just finished that mission.
That's a little mission. Yeah, just something different from everything else. Go burn some pot. Yeah, but yeah.
But it's just like I didn't, you know, like, and I see everybody get so excited about that game and celebrate it and love everything it does. And for me, I'm just like, I don't want to play that game anymore. It just, I don't. So yeah, my goal is to finish more games, I think.
All right. Fair enough. So that's it. You heard it from from us here. I'm gonna try to make sure you guys are on the show for the rest of the year. We've talked about the changes that are on the cusp of happening, but I'd like to keep you guys around because
only if I get paid.
Hug kisses your way every week. So, is that weird? You quiet. No, but anyway,
I just tune you out when you talk to me, so I don't even know what you said.
It's like we're married. But that's gonna do it for episode 43, first episode of the new year. You guys want to tell everybody where they can follow you? I mean, it pretty much like the five people that we know that listen to the show follow us anyway, right?
I suppose.
Maybe not.
Numbers, and they're amazing lately. So go ahead, Steve. Where can they follow you?
At Pantless Steve on Twitter, the twatter.
Twatter.
The tweeter.
Twitter on the twatter.
Bishop, what about your twatter?
You don't want to know about my twatter, but they can follow me at Rare Bishop on Twitter. And Bishop,
you're so wrong. I want to know all about your twatter.
You got to follow me on Twitter to find out.
Okay.
At Rare Bishop.
Right. Sign up and pay the fee like everybody else.
Yes.
All right. And your website?
Bishopsgamingworld.com.
Awesome. And I am Smitty Smit on Twitter. Don't bother following the Xbox 360 SoloCast Twitter. It just updates when the episodes publish, which I'm sure everybody subscribes on iTunes anyway, or most people. And if not, then they know where to go and get it. But you can also find me, as of today, at smittysmit.com. Purchase that website. I actually have to get the fucking site built. It's not even built yet. I just own the site, and I've built the framework and behind it. So, yeah. So there, and read my stuff at collegenews.com. So that's going to do it, guys. We'll see you in a week.
If you haven't, play Forza Horizon and Sleeping Dogs.
And put achievements in your DLC. Don't whack.
And people will buy it then.
All right.